Thank you very much. That's great. Yes, wired for sound. It sounds great. There may be a little bit of stuff going on around me. That's okay. There might be a bit of noise. If you've got your hearing aid turned up, you might need to turn it down a little bit. But otherwise, there is a point, and we'll kind of get there in the end. So this passage in Acts 2:42, it's often referred to as the four pillars of the early church. And so we're going to look at a little bit at that. And as I go through, we're going to look at something that's shared, something that's for the church, something for us, and what does it mean if we don't have it? So if without it, what does it look like? But first of all, it's said that, you know, we've gone through the story where Jesus has left, he's gone to be with the Father, the Holy Spirit has come, fire, clouds, tongues, preaching, the whole thing has been going on. 3,000 have joined them and they're all ready to go. And then Luke kind of pauses. Like, it's so intense, the first part of Acts, isn't it? It's like bam, 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 bam. And it's so intense. And then all of a sudden, Luke just kind of pauses and he goes, bam. They were devoted to this. Devoted. What are you devoted to? I was talking to Chloe, it was actually just yesterday, I think, and she was saying, oh, have you watched this Netflix series? And I go, how many series is it? And I says, oh, I don't have the commitment to go that many series, so I won't start. I don't often, there's one in particular I do like, I'm quite enjoying watching Bosch at the moment, but we won't go there. But being devoted to things means that you actually have to agree with something. You have to be attentive to it. You have to be aligned to it, and you have to have an action to it. Because otherwise you're not devoted, are you? So these guys were devoted. So what were they devoted to? First of all, they were devoted. I'm going to have to talk really loud. It's all right, I said he can make as much noise as he likes. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. So what is this shared? So what is the shared thing we've got here? So they had a shared understanding. They had a shared understanding, and that allowed them to all be on the same page. And we're quite fortunate in the sense at the moment we've got the Bible. In those days, they didn't have the letters that hadn't been written yet, did they? But we're fortunate in that we've got the apostles' teaching through the whole of the New Testament. And so we're able to kind of build on that. So that's the shared. We've got the shared understanding. And it makes us a learning church. And that fits really well with us being disciples on a journey, doesn't it? You know, we're disciples following Jesus, and it allows us to be on that discipleship journey. We want to be a learning church. And the next thing is that what is it for us? See, it keeps us on course. Keeps us on course. So my illustration for this one is something my son-in-law gave me, and I now can't open it. It sits on my desk. Oh, here we go. And it's a compass. And it keeps us tracking north. So it keeps us tracking in the right direction. If only I had something I could put it on. We'll stick it there for the meantime. So with our little creation here, can you take that one out of the way because it's in the way? Thank you. it doesn't quite look like what I want it to look like. It almost looks like a piece of art, you know, just something space there. Interesting. In Scripture, you know, we have a foundation of these things. We're in 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all Scripture is God-breathed. We have 2 John 1:9 says, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. We want to continue in the teaching. We want to continue in the learning process. We want to continue following the apostles' teaching, the teaching of the Bible. And what happens if we don't have this? See, without it, we are swayed by the latest thing that happens. We're swayed by the latest, loudest voice, really, isn't it? And we are swayed by what that happens. But always we come back to, what is Scripture telling us? So that's the first thing they were devoted to. The second thing they were devoted to was fellowship. Now, that word fellowship means, the word is used koinonia, and it's basically talked about shared. And some of the things they would have shared is food. Some of the things they would have shared is chocolate. I'm sure they would have shared chocolate. And lots of it, I hope. If only I had somewhere to put it. I'm not putting it there because David will eat it. So the fellowship. So what does it do? The shared things, it's about having shared lives. And we just talked about that in the piece, didn't we? That we are whānau together. We are brothers and sisters. And it doesn't matter whether you think that's true or not. It's too bad. It's how you are. It's what it is. So sometimes you have brother. I don't know about you, but I had an issue with my middle brother when we were teenagers. And I remember getting a branch of the walnut tree that was in the back of our place, and I went and whipped him around the legs with it and ran back to my mum and said, "He's chasing me! He's chasing me!" Sometimes siblings, sometimes brothers and sisters don't always get on. Sometimes we have to deal with conflict. Sometimes we have to deal with getting over ourselves and making sure we live in a sense of restoration and reconciliation. So it's having shared lives. And what that brings is it means we are a loving church. So we actually share the love of God, that we are full of love. 1 Peter 4:8 talks about, above all, love each other deeply. Love each other deeply. That's a commitment to us. That means we have to actually outwork that. John 15 talks around, my command is this, that you love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. I don't know about you, but I've never felt like I've had to lay down my life for anybody yet. Yet? Interesting. A new command I give to you, John 13, love one another as I have loved you. So, a loving church. And what does this do for us? It keeps us connected, keeps us joined, keeps us true to that. And what would it be like without this? Without this, we become isolated, individualistic, and independent. And that's completely the opposite of what God calls us into. He calls us into family. So they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to fellowship. The third thing that they were, oh, look at this. It's still not very useful. I wonder if I could balance my bread on here. No, it's not quite finished. Oh, well, keep going, Caleb. It's looking good, mate. So the third thing that they were devoted to was the breaking of bread. And I thought about this for a little bit, and you know, the breaking of bread, when you read the scripture, it can be used in two ones. One, it can be just eating together, but the other one could be the actual sense of taking communion together, of breaking bread, as Jesus did on that last Passover meal that he did. And so what I've done is my illustration is a photo album. I'm not going to let you get into the photo album and have a look at these wonderful pictures, necessarily. But what it does is it reminds us that last Passover, the festivals that the people of Israel used to do was so that they would remember where they came from. It was about their whakapapa. And we too need to remember where we come from. And photo albums is a great way. I know it's not very digital aged, and everything's on my phone, but I don't have it on me. you know, everything's on your computer or your phone, or if you go to the Davis's place, they've got a screen, and their latest adventure or whatever it is they've got in, the photos just tick over. I quite like one of those. But in the meantime, I've got photo albums, and we've got quite a few sitting there, and it reminds us of where we've come from. I was looking through our photo albums yesterday, and I saw one from Elaine when she first came to New Zealand and went on a camping holiday with Carolyn Dixon. And she looked a bit different then, let's just say. But I wasn't saying better or worse. I just said different. Don't be like that. We're a loving community. Let's just say she was younger. I'm just digging a bigger hole, aren't I? No, you weren't, actually. But it reminds us where we come from. And so they were devoted around breaking bread together. And in 1 Corinthians talks around, when you break bread, it is to remind you. It is about remembrance of what Jesus has done. And it's to proclaim his coming again. So it's about our whakapapa. It's about knowing who we are and where we are and where we've come from. And it's actually really important that we remember this. And so that's why one of the reasons is that they devoted themselves to breaking bread together, to remind them of what Jesus has done for them, to remind them of the freedom that he has. Should we give it a crack? Come on, can we put this thing together? Let's. Is it ready yet? Oh my goodness. It's a bit unstable, isn't it? Okay, I'll leave you to it. I'm not a builder. If only I had something stable to put it on. So the third thing was breaking bread together. And the fourth thing that they were committed to was prayer. And for this, I've got two things. I've got rocks, because it's really good to throw. No, I've got rocks, because these are things that I have on my desk that remind me to pray. They are a remembrance for me. That when I see them on my under my computer screen, it reminds me to pray. I've also got my phone. Actually, this is my old phone that you can't use because the screen's cracked. But anyway, it's just an illustration. Because on my phone, I've got an alert. What time is my alert for? And why is the alert at 12 o'clock? So I pray for Alpha. You know, I turned it off at a funeral. I think I told you this a couple of weeks ago. I turned it off at a funeral. And you know what? For the days after that, I forgot to pray for Alpha. Isn't it interesting? It takes me an alert from my phone to remind me to pray for something I love. And I love being part of the Alpha team. It's just absolutely amazing. And our table is the best. Hey, Jen and Jamie, our table's the best, eh? Yeah. And it's fantastic, but they were devoted to prayer. And you know what? I need help to be devoted to prayer sometimes. So I've got my rocks and my phone. Ooh, do you think? It's pretty good, isn't it? Good job, Caleb. I better put my compass there too. Keep me on the straight and narrow. So they were devoted to prayer. So what does that give us? That gives us a shared source. Because prayer is simply our relationship with God, isn't it? It's our relationship with Jesus. So we have a shared source. We have a shared connection with God. Because it makes us a worshiping church. So we become a worshiping church. It keeps us connected with God. Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. 1 Thessalonians says, rejoice always and pray continually, giving thanks in all things. Being devoted to prayer. And without it, we always have to do it in our own strength because we're never inviting God into our space. So without it, we become a people who are always striving, a people who are always trying to do it by ourselves rather than trusting in God to do it. So as we've now seen, we've got our four... Ow, that's sharp. Need to sand this bit here, please. No. So we've got our four legs on our table because it's the four pillars that the church was built on. And you know what? When you've got four legs on it, it can actually take a bit of weight. If I was younger, I'd be up on there dancing. No, we won't go there. But you know what? What I was thinking is, the bigger the legs are, the even more weight it can carry. So if we think as us as a church, the thicker the legs, if they were like like a quarter of the size of the tabletop, it will hold even more weight, excuse me, than it will now. And so we need to keep growing each of those things. We need to keep being a people who will be devoted to the teaching of the Bible. Excuse me. We need to be people who are devoted to fellowship, devoted to breaking bread, devoted to prayer. One of the things I was thinking about when I was preparing this is we often see this as four separate kind of blocks. And I've added to that illusion by having four legs of our table. But actually what I believe we need to think about is this needs to be interwoven with each other. Because not one of those things is actually any good by itself. We need to interweave these things so that it becomes a lifestyle, it becomes a way of life, that we follow Jesus in this way. That we are devoted to these things. That we do align ourselves, we do agree upon these things, that we do put action into these things. So I guess my challenge is, what is God asking you? What is God asking you to build into your life? Which one of these areas do you feel like God is saying to you, actually, it would be really good for me to step just a little bit closer in that space? And I'm not saying that to say you're not doing it, quite the opposite. It's about keeping walking closer and closer to Jesus. It's keeping growing, making those legs wider and wider till you can't see them being separate, but they are all together. That we together as a body will be the church that will hold the weight so that we can be who we're meant to be. So as I finish, I want to invite you. I want to invite you to come. And I want to invite you to come and have a piece of chocolate. I want to invite you to come and grab some bread. If someone could find me a hand sanitizer squishy thing, that would probably be quite helpful. Thanks, David. I thought about it earlier and thought, yeah, anyway. feel free to rip a bit of bread off. And this isn't a formal communion, but it's just us saying that we are body together and we share in it. And the other thing I want you to do is I want you to grab your pen. Grab a pen, and I want you to write your name or color in a little square or do a little picture, okay? I want you to come, and I invite you to come and add your mark to the table, because we are the church together. We are committing ourselves to this, and I'm not going to hold you to the fact if you write on this you are perfect. I'm just inviting you, because that's what it is. It's an invitation of God to walk closer with him, to be more like him, to follow his teaching, to be fellowship together, to break bread together, and to pray. So you might like to write a prayer on here. You can deface it any way you like, eh, Caleb? You can write on the legs. You can write on the top. You're allowed to eat the chocolate. You're allowed to eat the bread. Can I invite you, children first, without running, can I invite you to come and be a part of the table this morning?